Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Now, a Limerick senator is calling for consumer protection for concert tickets if an artist fails to fulfil their onstage commitments. And Fine Gael Senator Maria Byrne is with me here on Lunchtime Live today. Maria, you might just explain to listeners, first of all, what is it that you're calling for?
Well, I'll put it this way. I've had a number of people who've paid €60, €90 for tickets, and I have a number of constituents that were at different concerts. For example, the Nicki Minaj concert last year in Malahide Castle. Now, when they did complain, they were told they could have tickets for this year, but that doesn't compensate the fact that they paid money for the ticket for last year. And most recently, we had Sean Paul, who arrived an hour and a half late and played for 45 minutes. And I spoke to someone who had paid for €90 for a ticket for to see their idol and to have them play for 45 minutes. So I do believe if people arrive late, don't fulfil their obligation, that the consumer shouldn't have to pay the full price. There should be some form of compensation that they should receive.
Well, funny you say that. I was there at the Sean Paul gig last week. My sister had actually got me the ticket as a Christmas present. So I'm aware of the cost of the tickets, and they weren't cheap. And you're right, there was a 45 minute delay. He performed for 45 minutes, I should say, after a lengthy delay on stage.
Correct. Yes, and you know, I mean, as I say, I wasn't at these concerts, but I do believe that people are upset because, you know, it costs a lot of money to buy the ticket, and people save up for the tickets to see their idol, and then they don't see the full performance or they don't perform for the required length of time. So I believe that the consumer should be protected. And while the Consumer Protection Agency has said in the past that concerts are covered under consumer protection laws and suggested the disappointed fans may be able to go the legal route. To me, the legal route would cost more probably than the cost of the ticket. So, you know, I mean, I don't know that that's the solution.
You know, the thing about it is, and I was thinking about this, Maria, since the gig last weekend, last Tuesday night, actually, this day last week, and we were talking about it here last Wednesday on the show as well, about the Sean Paul gig. You know, really, who's at fault there? Because it's not up to the venue. You know, is it really the host who sell the tickets? Is it the production team? Like, who's actually at fault?
Well, I presume that the people who hosted the conference, they are the concert at least, they obviously must have some dealings with, I suppose, the artist agents or whatever. You know what I mean? So there must be some way of there being some sort of, a fallback, or that they can receive some sort of compensation. Be it if people received €20 refund or €30 refund or something, it would placate, I suppose, people, you know, and encourage them to go again. But people were really giving out this, that, my God, I was so looking forward to it. And, you know, now we don't know if we'll go again, you know, because I mean, we didn't get value for money. And I suppose that's what, you know, people are going to more and more concerts. I do believe that the concert organiser has to be some bit responsible, because they can have the pushback then with the agent or whatever of the artist.
So you think it's the concert organiser rather than the actual acts agent?
Well, you know, they would be in a position, I suppose, to get the money from the agent or to negotiate terms from the agent.
So is the solution to this just, I mean, you know, the publicity around the Sean Paul gig, I mean, it's spoken about here, this is the second time in 2 weeks. We're probably not the only people, I'm sure, talking about it. It's online as well. It's in social media. You know, like, I suppose the next time it comes around to a Sean Paul gig, there'll probably be some level of reputational damage done for him.
Well, yes, and you know, I mean, yes, I would agree with you that there probably was reputation damage, but I know there's a lot of very upset people. you know, and that's how I kind of feel. So I do intend meeting with Minister Burke to see can we find any legislation that would cover the consumer, you know, when these situations arise.
Well, we did bring in new laws around, you know, ticket touting, and that was something that was previously examined. You'd imagine there could be some stretch to the legislation to cover this.
Mm-hmm. Well, I suppose we've had two now. While I know they're a year apart, you know, and that one was last summer, and the two that have been high profile is what I would say.
Well, we spoke about the Nicki Minaj gig at Malahide Castle here on the show. It might have been maybe June or July last year. I remember talking to fans who were there and bitterly disappointed after it. There is a difference, though, in acts or artists, performers failing to fulfil on stage commitments. You know, Sean Paul, and I'm sure his agent would argue, I was on stage. I was there, albeit I turned up considerably late. I still performed for 45 minutes. There might only been maybe 15 minutes in the difference.
Mm-hmm. But certainly I do believe that, you know, I mean, if there is going to be these incidentals where people are late or don't perform, the consumer should, even if it was a voucher off the next performance or, you know, some form of compensation, but to receive nothing and to be told, well, if you think so, you know, you can go the legal route or whatever, you know, covered by concerts. I don't think that's the solution.
It's a big cost, though, isn't it, for the organisers if they're going to be tasked with having to provide everybody who is there of the three arena, albeit I can tell you it definitely wasn't a sellout last Tuesday night. You know, but if everybody there was to get some reimbursement or a free ticket to another gig, it would be a hefty cost.
Well, you know, I mean, it would be a hefty cost, but I mean, why should the consumer at the other side be cut out or be left down? Because, I mean, there's a lot more of them that have paid money, you know, to go, and big costs. So, like, I mean, there has to be a balance, is what I would say.
So where do we go from here, Maria?
Well, certainly I will be looking at it closely. I'll be trying to meet with the department to see how we can facilitate people and look after people, certainly from here on in.
Fine Gael Senator Maria Byrne. Maria, thanks a million for joining us here on Lunchtime Live.
Thank you.
Yeah, text from Brian who says, between the overpriced hotel rooms and now performers who won't perform, why would you be bothered with concerts? JR is with me on the line today. I believe you were at the Sean Paul gig last week.
Certainly was. Good afternoon, Andrea.
How are you?
Yeah, not too bad.
What's your view on consumers, this call from Maria Byrne today that there should be some kind of consumer protection for concert tickets? You know, if an artist doesn't fulfil their on-stage commitment.
I'd be in full agreement, to be honest. There has to be some degree of accountability for, like, at the end of the day, it's his livelihood, and we all have jobs. We're all held to certain responsibilities to deliver. He didn't do what he was promised. Like between Ticketmaster or the artist promoter, they're kind of happy enough to take the money for the concert tickets. But then when it comes to, like, no one's asking for anything past what was advertised in terms of, like, being there on time, performing, and, like, didn't get. The basic criteria for going to a gig was a mess in my eyes, to be honest.
Now, I'm sure, as I said to Marie, I'm sure if somebody from Sean Paul's team was with us on the show today, JR, they would say he did perform for 45 minutes. I didn't notice, was there any specification or was there any duration outlined anywhere on the tickets as to how long he might play?
So they had put the stage times for when Ashanti should have been on from 8 o'clock, and that Sean Paul would have been on from 9:30 onwards. But at the gig itself, it wasn't very quick. Ashanti was late herself, was on a lot longer than she was anticipated. And then there's no real indication provided at the time as to Sean Paul was coming out or not. And then when he did come out again, it was just very rushed.
Well, he was a good hour late, wasn't he?
Yeah, and the sound quality was brutal as well. Because, like, unless you were, like, up at the very, like, very front of the standing area, you might have been able to hear him clearly. But the sound system was just brutal all night as well. So it was just kind of like, I don't know, it didn't seem like it was a very well put together event in the first place. But
Paulina's with us on the line as well. Have you been left disappointed after a gig, Paulina?
Very. Like, that was my worst gig I've actually been to. I've seen Pitbull about 2 months ago. He was here and he was absolutely brilliant.
I was there
and
myself.
And this was just a disappointment.
Yeah.
Like, it was just brutal.
You couldn't compare the two at all?
No, I couldn't. Like, you actually couldn't. And I put up a video about Sean Paul and it's after going viral. And the amount of comments underneath that are saying the exact same thing. They left his stage changing for over 40 minutes. And the stage was brutal looking. Like, it was tablecloth. And then his singing was off key. The music was off key. It was just a whole mess.
Now, I have to be honest. When he was on stage, I actually, you know, I enjoyed the gig and the performance. It was just the waiting around and the not knowing was he actually going to perform on stage.
But then I actually felt like it was all rushed. Like, he wasn't speaking. Like, he wasn't talking to the crowd. It was just song after song after song. Like, basically, I'm here now. Let me just do this and then yeah. I'm gone.
And you see, there's probably a time limit then as well, you know, as to how long
yeah.
maybe when he could play.
From what I heard from the comments and seen, apparently we have a law that the music had to stop by 11:15. So
and
I'd say when he came on finally, he was like, right, let me just get through my set as quickly as I can. But it was just literally song after song. Like, there was no talking. There was no hey crowd. Like, what I got from Pitbull, yeah, and what I got from Sean Paul was
totally different gigs. There's no, totally. Yeah. But you could probably tell that by the numbers and the crowd that were there. So this call today for greater consumer protection, you know, were people like yourself and JR feel a bit disappointed by the gig? A ticket, this is something you'd support then?
Oh, absolutely. And there was actually a lot of people that had to leave before he even came on because they had to get either a bus home or a train
That's
home,
right, yeah.
which is not fair. Which is not fair for them either because they actually never got to see him sing. So I feel like a lot like that should come into place.
Yeah, like not often. Like, I mean, I'm down at the Three Arena quite a bit at different gigs or, you know, once or twice probably over the year. And like easily you'd be out of there any night by, you know, 22 or 10:45. But in this case, it didn't even end till about 11:20, 11:15.
No, and he literally came on about 22. And there was a group of 8 girls beside us and they literally had to get up and go.
Disappointing for them. This texter says, as somebody who used to work in the live music industry, it's in the hands of the artists' timekeeping. It's the artists who are totally responsible for this. Occasionally, it can be down to maybe a delayed flight, etc. But it's the artists that'll decide when they go on stage. It would be a message that's to hold the promoter or venue responsible for the action of an individual artist. There would need to be a penalty clause put into the contract with the artist, but that might be that several artists might then decide not to tour in Ireland. That could be the upshot of this, says this texter, which is an interesting point. Another listener says, after seeing Taylor Swift in concert last year after her mammoth 3-hour performance, she gave her absolute all night after night. For any artists that don't fulfil their show commitments to their fans, they should be called out and held accountable. I think it's a shame to hear that some fans didn't receive that same level of experience at the Sean Paul gig last Tuesday night. Keep your thoughts coming into us. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. That's Paulina, J.R. and also Fine Gael Senator Maria Byrne.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.